Welcome, lords and ladies, welcome to Planet Verloc, your psionics digiratic podcast. Herr Dr. von Verloc here, your host. Yeah, and so tonight's program, I'm going to talk about the polarities of the universe, the highs and lows of life, and tell you my story today of what has happened to me on this most special day in America that we refer to as Tax Day. All right. Yeah, needless to say, I too was hit up with some taxes and some additional work had to be done, so a fortune went out the window. It happens, right? Well, it shouldn't, but it does. And on this glorious tax day, something dark and not so happy happened. Someone, I can't disclose too much here, but someone whom I know and whom my wife knew very dearly, passed away overseas, and it was just the timing was really odd. Timing to for these things to happen on tax day, but it happens a lot of times when we receive bad news. It's at a time when we don't want to receive it. It's happened many times before where I was working to help a friend who was sick and dying years back. Fortunately, we succeeded. There was spiritual wellness work done. It only took one person. Just me, little old me, working on it. And, you know, within that year, that person was able to get up out of their wheelchair and walk. But when we initially started that work, I had some problems with some clients who were unruly, unkind, selfish, and downright arrogant bastards, which on occasion happens. Not too often, because most people are smart enough not to give me a hard time, but every now and then we get some poor fool who does so make the attempt. So anyway, scheist happens, and this person who passed was very, very sweet, very nice, and knew nothing about harming others, didn't know how to hate other people, nothing like that at all. And he did suffer from Down syndrome and some other things, so it was really sad to hear that he passed. Interestingly enough, is about 3 days, 3 or 4 days prior to this passing, I had begun doing some work for another person whom also has Down syndrome. And this other person is a Ukrainian soldier. I don't know him, but I read about him. He's being harassed and beaten by his comrades. He's a soldier in the Ukrainian army and frankly has no business being there in the military on the front line. I mean, this is a person whom is not mentally fit for that type of work. So what I attempted to do was project a beacon of light, which would guide him out of harm's way via coincidence and save him from the peril and the torment. Okay, so 3 days later, a person whom I know, who also lives overseas, who also had Down syndrome, has passed away. Very, very nice man. So we will miss him and wish him the best in the next life. And I mean that sincerely. So, upon reflection, one has to think, you know, does God just sit up there in the clouds and say, hey, I feel like testing your strength today? You know, and then whoever's the best fruit on the branch, I'm going to pluck you out of this life. You know. And that seems to be true a lot of the time. So a lot of the people whom I knew back in Gen X, Generation X, whom were very, very special, good people, they all died, some of them before reaching the age of 21, others upon or around that age, 20, 21. A lot of people died at age 18, 19, some even younger. And it does seem kind of true. It's like that Iron Maiden song, I believe, only the good die young, and all the evil seems to live forever. And, you know, sometimes life seems like that. That, hey, all the wonderful people I knew, they disappeared, but all the assholes are still here. You know, and you scratch your head and just kick a can or kick a rock. I'm thinking, you know, God damn it, why is life so fucking unfair, man? And it can seem like that. But on the other hand, you have to think, for my friend and this person whom passed away recently, today, I got the news today on tax day. On tax day, mind you. When you think about it, perhaps this person was also released from suffering, in a way. So perhaps this person is moving on to a better existence. Yes? And so perhaps this is not a negative thing. Ergo, when I look at it from my point of view and reference, you know, subjectively, the time when these things are happening, it can seem very negative. But from another person's point of view, a friend talking to me, they might say, hey, well, you know, he's being released and he was a great person, and so maybe it wasn't such a bad thing. It's a good thing. They're moving on. Do not mourn them. Do not miss them. They rejoice for those whom have rejoined the Force, right? You know, wisdom of Master Yoda. And perhaps this is also true. And that's not the only, you know, source of wisdom coming from pop fiction, even from the brilliant mind of George Lucas, but also from the classic occult in the 1800s. I believe William Walker Atkinson, he wrote extensively about the polarities in the universe or in existence within the all. We call it the all, right? And essentially everything has this up and down, and everything is basically like a pillar that has, metaphorically speaking, has a high and a low, a plus and a minus. And as arcanist or occultist, classic occultist, I'm not talking about Aleister Crowley stuff, I'm talking about classic occultists, metaphysicians and so on, the old arcana, right? So how we would try to position ourselves in the all is we seek the middle path, the center of these polarities, the balance. Because I believe that this lines us up with the exit from this energy level of existence, potentially up to higher energy levels of existence. Yes? Does this sound right to you? If you don't think so, or if you agree, either way, you can write me and let me know. Relock.com/contact. And I may, or if I can get to it, I'll share your thoughts with our viewers and our listeners. So essentially, that's really it. There are highs and lows in life, and the point of this story here is who is in control of how you live life. Is it God in the clouds throwing hurdle stones at you? Is it the devil tugging at your shoestrings, right? Tripping you along the way? Or is it you deciding where to center your focused concentration and to perceive as you will between the polarities of high and low, between positive and negative, and reposition yourself onto the path to success? Yes? All right. Well, questions, verloc.com/contact. And if you're interested in joining my club, once again, that's verloc.club, verloc.club. And don't forget, this April, we have that 25% discount on club items at the public shop. Go to verloc.com/shop, scroll down to club products, and select what you like. Get one of the last Necromancer Elite Dowsing kits, and add this to your cart. And before you check out, type the coupon code APRIL25, all lowercase letters, APRIL25, and you will get 25% off on your purchase this month of April only. So, thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc. I hope that I have given you some wisdom and something to think about. Don't feel down. Don't get too high up, because the drop is a steep one. Try to stick to that center path. Keep your balanced. Hold your chin up, old boy. And most of all, keep the magic high. Doctor Command.